The FBI says Donald Henson of Pennsylvania was taken into custody Wednesday. He's accused of ramming a car into a staffed security gate at the FBI building in Pittsburgh. No one was hurt in what Assistant Special Agent Christopher Giordano says was a targeted attack.
We do believe that there is a mental health problem and a history of mental health issues.
He says Henson is known to the FBI.
He did come here to the FBI field office a few weeks ago to make a complaint that didn't make a whole lot of sense.
Giordano said the driver threw a flag over the gate before running away on foot. The car appeared to have some sort of message on a side window and a U.S. Air Force sticker on it. Giordano said Henson was a former member of the military. Audio courtesy WTAE. I'm Julie Walker.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisisCLE.com/podcast.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.